97.7 KORD with Rick and Patty. Next thing you know, you got $1,000 in your hand thanks to the Cash Cow.
Isn't that amazing?
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't it be?
It would be. So the first code of the morning's coming down this morning at 8:20. Give you a chance to walk away with $1,000. We do it 10 times a day. So Justin the Job gives you a chance. Buddy Logan gives you a chance. We give you a chance. Sorry, Evan, after 7. He doesn't give you a chance. But the rest of us give you a chance until 5
o'clock. We'll take it. Doesn't matter. So many times. So many chances.
It is. Think about what you'd do if you had $1,000. And on some of these Thursdays, which I think there's one coming around the corner, we'll give you a chance at $10,000 on a Thursday. So we'd love to get you that cash. Make sure you download the KORD mobile app so you can play along and have some fun with us trying to get that $1,000 from Moodle of the Cash Cow. All right, good morning to you. Happy Monday. Welcome to it. All right, we're going to work on some Facebook fun. Other people's problems on the way for you. Nashville news. How about some of that?
How about it?
How's some of that? All right, well, let's get going. Grab a cup of coffee. Grab your Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 102.7 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
KORD with Rick and Patty. Good morning for you. 6:24. Great to be with you again. All right. So a little Facebook fun to get the day started.
Let's go.
You're going to have fun with this one.
Let's go.
I saw my cousin Mariah post this over the weekend, and I thought, man, that'd make a great Facebook fun. So here you go. It's a very simple task. Show us your pets. Upload a photo of your fur babies in the comments so we can admire them. So that's what we're doing for Facebook fun today, even though the cat in the photo looks a little scared. It's a little scary there.
Look at that kitty.
I know, that kitty's like,
he's got some big eyes. Hey, what's happening?
I know. He's on the back of that little dog there or whatever. Like, what's going on there? They got a little chihuahua up there, a little chewini up there. It's kind of cute. So, show us your babies. Upload a photo of your fur babies in the comments so we can admire them. I know that we've been having a guest dog, Cairo, come over. It's been quite the madhouse. Because Cairo is, he's like a German Shepherd kind of mix. So he's bigger than our dogs.
Oh.
They get along, but then they don't get along.
Oh, I
so
see.
It's one of those. And I always like, I'm just like, Cairo just wants to play, guys. He just wants to play. And they're kind of real protective of their toys.
DJ just likes to play, but he almost took a guy down on a bike.
That's what I heard. Saturday. That's what I heard. They're glad everybody's okay, right?
Jeff does not know how to use a retractable leash.
Oh, geez.
So Jeff tried to hold, his hand got really burned from trying
You
know,
oh, yeah.
And I'm like, really, why didn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jeff is not in charge of my dog anymore.
I'm going to say got away from him. Yeah, you know, I've got that little leash burn before, if you know.
Well,
you know.
So DJ, why do dogs want to go after anything on wheels?
It's moving.
What is that?
It's moving. The border collies are famous for it. This guy put the brakes,
thank goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have said, you know, he could have had some choice words for us. Hey, man, you know, can you...
Keep your dog...
I mean, restrain your pet.
Yeah.
He was worried about DJ. He was like, is he okay?
That's good, though.
I thought so.
Oh, good. I'm glad everybody's okay, though.
Me too.
Over the weekend, it was funny that I took the dogs because I had been on vacation.
Did you go to a dog park?
No, I went down to the Columbia Park.
Oh.
And I was laughing because we got Bodie. You've met Bodie, crazy Bodie.
He is a pistol.
He is a pistol. So here I am out in the middle, like way away.
Were you by the ducks or the geese?
Just way away from people, right?
Oh, okay,
and
by yourself.
And sure enough, anybody who brought a dog kept like, why are you coming towards me? I'm like, I'm not on the path. I'm out.
But they come to you.
Well, and then I was laughing because I went down on, it was either Saturday or Sunday morning, and the bird dog club was down there. I'm like, really? I'm bringing Bodie down.
Oh, no.
The bird dog. Yeah. So there was like hundreds of dogs down.
Yeah.
It made me laugh. Wow. It just made me laugh. I'm like, oh, this is.
Because
like
you think you're going to a place where you have it to yourself.
Well, I understand. Well, I stay away. Mm-hmm. What's hilarious about walking our dogs is I stay on the side of the road. I mean, yeah. I'm in the park, but I'm mm-hmm. way away from everybody.
I hear you.
So I laugh when they're like, why are you coming this way?
I get it.
Because Bodie gets excited. He doesn't, you know, and then I got to hold him back and make him sit and all that.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll have some fun with that. Show us your pets. Upload a photo. Your fur babies in the comments. We want to admire them on Facebook.
I'm putting Peach up.
Yeah, put Peach up there. It's Rick and Patty. KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country. 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
It's Mackenzie Porter thinking about you, Rick and Patty with you. Good morning, 6:39, time for some Nashville news.
Well, we start with Dolly Parton. She's canceling her upcoming Las Vegas shows over health issues. She signed a statement on Instagram, or posted a statement, that is, on Sunday, saying that she was dealing with some health challenges, and her doctors have told her She has to have a few procedures done. She did add that her fans spend good money to see her and that she wants to put together a show that they deserve to see. Six of Dolly's December shows are now moving to September of 2026. Meanwhile, the record for the highest attended ticketed concert in U.S. history belongs to one Zach Bryan. Zach performed at Michigan Stadium on Saturday in front of a crowd of 112,408 fans. That record-breaking show saw Zach perform for 2.5 hours. And Ernest is sharing his weight loss journey with us. He took to Instagram on Saturday to share some before and after photos. He says he started the 120 hard challenge or the 120 hard challenge in May, weighing in at 253 pounds. He's now at 215. Ernest says he's planning to keep going at least until Christmas. And the Kelly Clarkson show returns today, Rick. She's Your Girl, season 7 of the talk series, hosted by Kelly Clarkson, features guests like Emily Blunt, Colin Farrell, Scarlett Johansson, Wayne Johnson, and more. Tickets are available at oneiota.com if you want to get them. And Hardy is out with a new album. It's Country Country. It's a 20-track album that dropped on September 26th, and this marks Hardy's return to country music in 2023. In 2024, he dropped a rock album called The Mockingbird and the Crow, and Hardy's current single is Dog Years, featured on Country Country. Finally, there is a new Johnny Cash book. If you're a fan, The Man in Black, the book drops next month. It features lyrics and never-before-seen handwritten pages of Cash's notebook. The new book is called The Complete Johnny Cash, Lyrics from a Lifetime of Songwriting, and it's available to purchase for $60. The Complete Johnny Cash, Lyrics from a Lifetime of Songwriting, is published on October 14th. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
7 KORD, 649. I've been on a vacation, so it's getting the brain working again.
I hear you.
Number one for new country, 1027 KORD. There you go. Got to get the lips moving, and I enjoyed my week off. And
great, thank goodness.
Great to be back. I will.
It's good to have you back, Rick.
Oh, I didn't do anything that exciting. I just kind of hung out, and it was just kind of nice to get a little breather. And then it's just kind of weird when you get back to work. Like, you know, if I was independently wealthy, that'd be the life.
I get that.
I did go to Yakima, visited a friend on Thursday. I had a little lunch. It was kind of fun. Went to this place called King's Row, which I was surprised by the prices because they were actually pretty decent prices for a burger and fries and a soda. So anyway, it was kind of fun just to be not at work. Not at work. So
I got you.
I've always said, if I ever won the lottery, as much as we love what we do, I would be gone the next day. I would be like, I don't know about you, Patty. Be like, well, where's Rick?
You always say if I won the lottery, but you never play.
I don't play. So you can't say
you
that.
Never buy a lottery ticket.
But I always drive by that old, and it looks like there's a bunch of weeds now growing up around it. There's a little radio station down there in Prosser, right along the freeway there. And so
it's not operating anymore.
I think it is. But it looks like it's been abandoned. I know it's not. It's owned out of Los Angeles. And I've always had this dream of winning the lottery and buying that
station.
Just that one station. That's it. That'd be my play toy. I'd be rich, live in Prosser, have my
you
little
could
play
call
toy.
Call it Coyote Country.
I know. That's my. No, Mustang. Mustang.
Mustang. Mustang. Mustang Ranch?
No, Prosser Mustangs is the...
I know.
Yeah, so that's why. Yes, to me, my dream has always been that to be Mustang Country. I'm like, that should be a great country station right there in Prosser. So maybe someday. Maybe someday.
Maybe.
But it's just great to be back.
Buy a lottery ticket today, Rick.
I know. Got to get that money. Well, if you got the KORD mobile app, lots going on still at the app. And we see a ton of stuff up there for you. A Lacey guy was arrested for assaulting a bus driver. Crazy story on that one. Yeah. And then the Connell gas station break-in. So there's a couple things going on already over the weekend that was kind of like, what? Head scratcher.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
They need to catch these people.
Exactly. And then I think there was a Mustang that wiped out. And I don't see that article up there yet, but a Mustang wiped out over the weekend. They're still, Pasco police still trying to locate the guy. And it's so funny because they wrecked their Mustang.
Oh, I saw that.
And then
they get out.
And then they call the guy.
I did see that.
And he picks up the phone. And he's like,
you know more than I do.
Do you know where your Mustang's at? And he's like, it's in the driveway. I'm like, you such a, you know what I'm saying? And so they go over to the guy's place, and guess where the guy's not? He's not there. And then they said, amazingly, he hasn't called them back. So
why would you, right? I mean,
we call that guilty. We call it guilty. Yeah. Anyway, those articles and more are posted for you right now on the station mobile app. Pasco Police, looks like you guys had a very productive weekend. It's 102.7 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
102.7 KORD with Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. Always great to be with you. Happy Monday. Back into the grind we go. And other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. All right, what's going on here with Haley and Pasco?
Well, I don't know. I'm updating right here. Here we go. My boyfriend, who is about to become my fiance, was scrolling through some pictures on his iPhone on Saturday because we needed to find a photo. Well, he went deep into his library, which, caused an argument after I saw a ton of pictures of him with his ex. When I questioned him about it, he had no good explanation for why he was keeping those photos. Makes me feel as though he's not over her. He said, I'm just being insecure and that the pictures don't mean anything. Well, if they mean nothing, you should delete them. He refused to say why he was keeping them. Should a person delete pictures of their ex once they're in a new relationship? Haley and Pasco.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I mean, we in junior high, you already know how I feel about this. Everybody's got a little memory box. I don't know about you. I've got a memory box. My wife, Megan's got a memory box. It's so funny. In our home office, she's got one of those photo displays, right? Yeah. And there's Man Mountain. There's a picture of Man Mountain in it. I mean, it just has a bunch of photos from her college days. And there's a picture of Man Mountain, her ex-boyfriend from high school. So, and I mean, as I'm sitting in my home office typing, well, there's his mug I'm looking over at. All right, there's Man Mountain.
I don't know.
So, I'm one of those people that... I mean, number one, it's deep in the library. So it wasn't like they were like, oh, it's a recent photo. It's like you got to go scroll.
I know.
Scroll.
I have thousands of photos on my phone.
Same here.
But I don't think I have any of my exes. I don't believe I do.
So interesting enough, when Megan and I first started dating, and Megan and I now have been together like 17 years, but it's back when we had MySpace. So I had my ex-girlfriend from Bakersfield. And so out of respect to Megan, I moved those photos into a folder I called private.
But you didn't delete them.
I didn't delete them. But when I got Facebook,
you didn't transfer them over.
No, I took those. So they're out there in MySpace land somewhere. But I do, I mean, I have some, I guess, from like, I don't know, college days and all that. I mean, they're all put away in a memory folder somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? If I was scrolling through Jeff's photos on his phone and suddenly there's Janice, I might have an issue.
All right.
I'd be like, what?
But come
what's
on.
That? What's, okay. What's going on there?
First off, don't give us men so much credit because number one, I've got thousands of photos that are in my phone I don't even look at anymore.
Yeah,
And deleting is just a hassle. Like when you got thousands of photos, isn't deleting just a hassle?
I actually downloaded a thing to get rid of duplicates on your phone or whatever.
I did.
You know, you're scrolling. It's like, ugh, you know, clean up your phone.
No,
so I did that.
Exactly.
I got that.
So, but I think you're giving your guy too much credit in terms of actually going in there and deleting them. So,
I know.
So what do you guys think? If you know, should a person delete pictures of their ex once they're in a new relationship? I think that you need to be at least respectful. I guess is the question. I'm not saying he can't save the photos, but I think he needs to be at least respectful. And she said it was deep in the... I mean, she said it's...
I know.
So, again, I don't know. If it was Megan, I would... If Megan was scrolling my phone and goes, oh, there's a picture of someone, I'd be like, delete it then. Delete it. If it's going to make you feel better, go ahead and delete it.
Yeah.
If that makes you feel better, but then she'll go, no.
But I'd still be like, why do you have to look at that? Why do you...
Because it's a memory. You are allowed to, you know, you're allowed to have memories.
Well, I agree.
I mean, I've never understood and I never will understand people that I've been married. I've been with my wife 17 years. And yes, I have ex-girlfriends. I have an ex-wife. I don't sit and just, let me go, you know.
look at my ex.
But exactly. But there's photos of my son and my ex and I in Disneyland.
Yes, right.
Disneyland.
Yeah.
In my box somewhere, in my storage somewhere. You know, I would be upset at my wife if she goes, hey, man. You know, you need to get rid of that
picture.
Get rid of that picture of Disneyland with you and your ex-wife and your son. What? Yeah, exactly. All right, what do you guys think? 547-KORD, Apchanus. We're curious what you guys think about the situation. I think we're making a mountain out of a molehill.
I think so, too.
Haley, but we'll see. Everybody's already chiming in. We'll see what you guys think. 1027-KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 1027-KORD.
New Country, it's 1027-KORD with Rick and Patty in the Morning. A chance at $1,000. The cash cow coming up here this morning at 820, Patty.
Gotta love that.
Gotta love that. Make sure you download the KORD mobile app so you can play along for codes 10 times a day. Give you a chance at $1,000. Think about what you would do if you won $1,000. Well, today is National Coffee Day, and a brand new survey by Dunkin' Donuts says that 32% of workers need coffee to get through the workday.
A lot of people do.
I know you're a coffee drinker, Patty.
Not all the time. I mean, I'm not... I had a cup today.
Okay.
But
you don't necessarily need to get the day started.
No, I'm drinking some juice now.
My wife is definitely, it was so funny on vacation last week. She's got an espresso machine.
Yeah.
So it's 7 o'clock in the morning here.
I know a lot of people can't start their day without Java.
Yeah.
She's got to have it.
Yeah. She has, I think she has coffee to get her day started. And then she's a Dutch Bros fan, wake up call. You name it. Anything, if you know, she likes the Roscoe's coffee out there. And
yeah, I get it.
And she makes her own ground coffee. So my wife is definitely a coffee drinker. So let's have some fun with you guys. 547-KORD, coffee spill horror stories.
Oh,
now I have spilled soda pop. You know, I am a soda pop drinker. And yes, I have had those kind of horror stories where I, you know, spill it and all that, and it goes everywhere and it's all sticky.
I know some people. I used to share a desk with a lady at work, and she would spill coffee on our keyboard.
Oh, does it make it sticky?
It does.
Just like pop does. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, what kind of damage did the spill cause? And coffee spill horror stories. We've all had it. I just hate it. Like, it was so funny.
You know, for us, it's a big thing. You're not supposed to have any drinks or food.
Us,
They call it a control board.
Yeah.
Rick's over there with all the controls.
Right.
You're not supposed to have anything over there.
You want to get an engineer upset at you, just have a pop or a food or anything near the board.
Anywhere near the board, they call it.
And of course, do you think we do? Of course we do. But we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
But not to say that I haven't had stuff spill.
I know.
It was funny, a couple days ago, I had a full plate of food. Did you drop it?
Did you spill it?
Oh, the dogs went nuts because they were in heaven.
Yeah,
but I had a full plate of food, headed downstairs to the family room to watch some football, and I put it on the TV tray and it flipped. And it went everywhere, and the dogs, all three of them were like on it, like, you know. I was like, well, what do I do? I was so upset because I'd spent 20, 30 minutes mixing the meal. So,
So
coffee horror stories. I know you guys got them. So 547-KORD, share these stories on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way. 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
7, your morning commute. About 56 degrees and cloudy skies for you this morning. Today is National Coffee Day. Brand new survey says that 32% of workers need the coffee to get through the workday. Patty is a so-so coffee drinker. My wife is absolutely a coffee drinker. My dad, who was a transmission man, it was so funny. It didn't matter what time of day when I was a teenager and I'd show up at my dad's transmission shop.
Yeah.
He always had a cigarette and a black cup of coffee. That was it. I swore he didn't do any work. I was like, Dad, do you ever fix these cars that are just sitting around here?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure he did. I mean, he made a living at it, but it was funny. Anytime I'd walk in, be at his desk, cigarette, and a cup of coffee. And like you said, your parents used to keep
all the time.
They used to keep
all
the pot
the time.
On. Like
yeah.
The pot was always on. It was always hot. So we're taking your calls, 547-KORD. And our buddy Al, you got a story for us.
Well, I used to drive truck cross country. And I went into a truck stop. It was early in the morning. I sit down, and I'm sitting there waiting for the girl to come over with coffee. And she came over with a whole pot and poured it in my lap.
What?
And it was like, I jumped up, and I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And She says, well, that's what you get. And I said, I just sat down. What the heck's wrong with you? And come to find out, the guy that was sitting like two stools over was giving her a hard time about her hair because it was blonde, and he asked her why she was dyeing her roots black. We had the same color shirt on, so she thought it was me.
Oh, geez.
Needless to say, the manager tried firing her, and I told him, no, it wasn't her fault. And he bought me breakfast for the whole weekend because I sat there in the truck stop for the whole week.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Al. You know, it's you're a good guy and not litigious in this litigious world, so thanks for being a good guy. And yeah, she was getting bullied basically, and she dumped the coffee, man. Woo! I know, and Al said it was hot. Yeah, hot coffee, yeah. It can scald you and burn you. So keep the calls. Coffee horror stories.
Wow.
I know.
Ouch.
That's going to be tough to top. So, but again, give us a call, 547-KORD. More of your calls on the way. It's Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs, and the Backup Plan, 750, number one for New Country. It's 1027-KORD. Rick and Patty with you. 61 degrees, cloudy skies, a slight chance of some rain showers later on this afternoon for you. Happy Monday to you and yours, getting back to work, getting back to school, doing what we're doing. It's Monday, getting back to the grind, and we're just about, I'd say, 10 to 15 minutes away from a chance at $1,000.
Holy smokes.
With the cash cow. So another code dropping, $1,000 up for grabs. Think about what you would do if you had $1,000. And then on some of these Thursdays, we'll give you a chance at $10,000.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, with Moodle the Cash Cow. So give you a chance at that money coming up in just a little bit. Well, talk about being a proud uncle over the weekend. I saw that Megan's niece got named to the homecoming court in her small Washington town. She lives on the west side. And it was just nice to see her out there.
What's the name of the town?
Oh, I can't. You're going to make me look it. It's a little town on the west side. Okay. But it was so cool to see her out there. And then there's like a football player standing with her.
Of course. And it's part of the court.
Yeah, it's very cool. And anyway, she looked great. She was all dressed up and looking snazzy.
Sure.
And it was just kind of cool to see that. And I remember her just as a little kid, because she was our flower girl at our wedding. Mm-hmm. And so, and she was probably one of the cutest little kids I have ever seen. She was just adorable. And she used to make these fish lips. And every photo from our wedding where she was in it, she's got fish lips. She's got fish lips. So it's
duck lips.
Is that duck lips or fish lips? Yeah.
I don't know.
She's like, you know, when you go, you do that weird thing. So I thought we'd have a little fun. If go back to your homecoming days, embarrassing thing that you saw at a homecoming dance or homecoming game. Wow. I wasn't that cool back in the day.
I wasn't that cool either.
I didn't get named to anything back in the day.
I wasn't part of homecoming court at all. Now,
no.
I went to the dances, but
didn't even get nominated.
I wasn't that cool.
Yeah, I didn't even make the most likely to succeed or funniest or, you know.
Weren't voted anything, you mean?
No. You voted anything at all?
To be a news person.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, they actually had that category?
I can't read. I don't recall, actually, but something like that, yeah.
All right. So we'll take some calls here. Embarrassing thing that you saw at a homecoming dance or homecoming game. We're curious. 547-KORD. Share your story. What do you got?
One of the girls jumped, but when she landed, she rolled her ankle and cracked her knee on the wood floor and then smacked the ground.
Wow.
And everybody went, and a couple of the girls that were right next to her checked if she was okay and got her up. But we think she sprained her ankle with how bad she rolled it, because it was immediately swollen afterwards.
It's kind of like watching a football game when you see the linebacker go down. You look at him like, oh, that's not good. That's not good. So if you've got an embarrassing thing that happened at a homecoming dance or homecoming games, falling down, cracking your knee and getting a sprained ankle, that would not be fun. More calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
Marshmallow Miles on it, number one for New Country. It's 1027-KORD. It's 809. You got Rick, you got Patty. Good morning. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Cash cow code coming up here in just a little bit for a chance at $1,000.
Who doesn't want to win some cash?
Yes, and up to $10,000 on some select Thursdays as well. So a chance at $1,000. 10 times a day we give you a chance. So 8 o'clock, we kick it off here. And then every hour until 5 o'clock, you're going to get a cash code and you input it into the KORD mobile app for a chance at $1,000. Well, over the weekend, a lot of people go into homecoming, and of course, being named to the homecoming court can be kind of a big deal. My niece was just named. That was kind of cool to see that photo over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Well, it got me thinking about homecoming disasters, like things that happen sadly at homecoming. You know, if you saw something unusual at homecoming, be taking your stories here. So 547-KORD, 547-5673. Cola, tell us your story.
Hey. So I got this great story I would love to share with you. And it's like super embarrassing, though, but it's super funny.
Okay.
So I was at a homecoming game. It was like my freshman year, one of the biggest games for football. And it was during halftime. I was manager on the football team. I went up to the concession stand to go get something to drink. And as I was coming back, of course, there's a huge line at the concession stands. I see this guy. I'm in a hurry. I accidentally run into him. I'm tiny at the time, so I kind of just bounce off his belly. But here's the thing. He had this thing of nachos, and it flew in the air, and I stepped back, and I was like, oh, no.
No.
It's coming down, and it landed all over him after he just bought it. In front of everybody. I felt so bad, and I was like, sorry, gotta go, bye.
Wow.
I love it, Cola. Thank you for the story. Yeah. And it's kind of funny. It's like, yeah, you run into that person later and then you have to deny it. Like, no, that wasn't me.
No,
that wasn't
sorry.
Me. All right. Oh, homecoming disasters. Really enjoying these calls. Keep them coming. It's Rick and Patty. You know, Patty, I got to say, you look absolutely amazing. And you were telling me earlier, what, 46, 47 pounds?
46 pounds.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I will say, I did just do some measurements, too. The inches, it's amazing.
They're melting off.
Yeah, they are.
You look
they
fantastic.
Really,
every
thank
time
you. I appreciate
so
that.
So I was gone a week because I was on vacation. And then I come back and
you're
Patty,
like, who is that person?
Patty is just shedding these pounds like crazy. Thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
Yep. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in like a month or two, just like Rick and I did. Rick, you're down too.
Yeah, I'm down 20 pounds and I've maintained. So I have not been on the diet for months.
Right.
And I'm still the exact weight when I hit my goal. And I have maintained. No issues.
It's really pretty amazing because, ladies, I know that, you know what, we hang on to clothes because someday we're going to fit right back into them, right? Well, it's really happening. And Tri-Cities Weight Loss has the secret.
That's right. No counting points or calories, no exercising, no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, and no side effects. It literally is follow this food. And do as they prescribe, and you're going to lose the weight, right?
Absolutely. Call them. It's 509-410-0670. That's 509-410-0670. There's a website as well, and it's tricitiesweightloss.com.
And when you call them, just let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Dylan Marlowe, Dylan Scott, the boys back home with the code 237 right now. 237 for a chance at $1,000. Again, your code is 237.
Did you say 237?
I did.
What do I do with that?
You take it over there to the KORD mobile app.
Yes.
You open up the KORD mobile app. I'm doing right here with you right now.
Okay.
So you just got your KORD mobile app.
Yeah.
You pop it open. Now, when you get the app open, you're going to see a little bar right in the middle, and it's going to say Win Cash.
There it is.
Next to Cole Swindell, uh-huh. Next to Listen Live.
Uh-huh.
And you go into Win Cash. Now, you may have to scroll down a little bit.
For the date, find
your date. I'll give you all the prizes. There's extra ways to get extra entries as well. So sometimes it does get a little confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, there's a ton of stuff that you can get extra, basically extra entries.
Go
find your date and then plug it in right now. So good luck with that. So again, the code 237.
237.
237 right there on your KORD mobile app. Good luck at $1,000. All right, Haley's got a situation going on with the boyfriend, soon to become a fiance. What's going on here?
Well, she wants to know. Here's what happened. She was scrolling through his phone, and she saw some photos images of his ex. She went deep into the library, caused an argument, she says, after I saw a ton of photos of him and the ex. So when I asked him about it, he didn't have, like, really any good explanation as to why he's keeping the photos. So if they mean nothing, why can't you get him off the phone? He refused to say why he's keeping them. Should a person delete these photos once photos of the ex once they're in a new relationship? Haley in Pasco is asking.
A lot of comments already on Facebook. You can chime in, call us, or you can app chat us. And kick us off here. What are
so
they saying?
We'll start from the top. Barbie says, well, if the pictures are more important to him than your feelings, he should not become your fiance. He does not. He does have a reason for if he has a reason that he's choosing not to explain it to you. They're just memories and he won't say, then maybe it's a little more. And she's got a question mark.
I like what Kelly says. I think it depends on the context of the photos. If they were explicit just of the ex or of the ex and himself just kissing, then yeah, I would say that they have to go. But if it's of the ex with a child they have together or a family outing, then I'd say that those could be kept. And that's from Kelly.
Lacey says, I have pictures of me with all my exes on Facebook. It doesn't mean anything. They're a part of my life, even for just a minute. And were a lesson. What better way not to repeat the lesson than keep a reminder?
Yeah, Devlin says, I deleted every picture of my ex the day we call it quits, even if I'm not in a relationship. Once they are my ex, that's how it stays. That's a new chapter in my life. I have to talk to my ex because of kids, but it's all business. No small talk about life, no how you been or anything. Your fiance should give you the respect and delete them. And that's from Devlin.
Karen disagrees. She says, no, that was his past. Just leave it in the past. You don't have any pictures from the past at all.
I like what Katie says. It's up to the individual to decide what to keep and what not to keep. Pictures are memories, good or bad. You're the one that sounds a bit insecure. He's marrying you, not her again. And that's from Katie.
Did you say April? She says, really? I've been divorced for a year, in a relationship for 10 months, and I still find pics of me and my ex, to which I then delete. But they're not the forefront of my mind. Seriously, give him some grace and think best of intentions. She just probably forgot that he has them.
Yeah, as Mary says here, if they're not inappropriate pics, then no, he doesn't have to delete them. They are part of his past. You need to get over yourself. Not everyone deletes pics from their past, and it's silly to expect someone to delete everything because you would. And I kind of concur with you there, Mary, if I've said this. It's like I'm in my home office. I look over, and there's Man Mountain. I mean, but he's in an old frame. It's not like, you know, and it's in the office. It's one of those picture frames that has multiple pictures from her high school.
He just comes up.
Well,
it's a whole frame. I see.
Yeah, it's one of those that have just a ton of photos from high school and college.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those, you know, those are the pictures that are in the frame.
Yeah.
So I don't sit there and go,
let's be real. Who is she married to?
She's married to me, sadly.
Right.
So, you gotta feel, I ask her every day, like, man, you know, she's married to me 17 years. So yes,
lucky.
And she's even said, I talked to Ethan and we have nothing in common. I can't even believe I dated that guy. But his photo's still, you know, in the frame, you know, or in a frame with a bunch of other photos. So, all right, we did our best to solve this for you. You're being most people are saying you're being a little insecure on this one, Haley. But we wish you the best of luck. Let us know how it turns out. 547-KORD. App chat us. Should you delete an ex photo, no matter what? We want to know. Rick and Patty, KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.